USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published. And the housing market continues to be one of the most rapidly improving sectors of the economy. New home sales rose 4.3% in January, according to new data from the Commerce Department. That's up nearly 20% from the same time a year ago. The median price of a new home sold in January was down slightly at $346,000, but still is also up more than 5% year over year. Economists say that record low mortgage rates have helped push demand and prices higher. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
A third coronavirus vaccine could soon hit the market as a single-shot candidate is being considered this week for an emergency use authorization. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Detailed information on a Johnson & Johnson candidate vaccine for COVID-19 raises no safety concerns, according to the Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee on Wednesday morning. The FDA is holding all-day meetings Friday to review the data and is likely to give the okay within the next few days. Dr. Fauci tells NBC News the one-shot vaccine looks very promising.
The results were interesting because it was conducted in the United States as well as South Africa and in Brazil. It was quite effective. Overall, it was about 85% effective, and there were no hospitalizations or deaths.
Johnson & Johnson has agreed to provide Americans 100 million doses of its vaccine by June, including 20 million by the end of March. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden issued an executive order on Tuesday that essentially reinstates the catch-and-release policy at the border, a policy that allows migrants to remain in the United States during their immigration proceedings. Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker believes this policy will severely weaken security along the southern border. He tells Newsmax TV that reinstating catch-and-release will tax already thin resources.
You only have two choices, really, at the end of the day. You can either release them into our country on their own recognizance, hoping that they show up for a hearing in the future, or you can expedite their removal and take them and move them out of the country. This, together with eliminating the Remain in Mexico policy, which was, I think, one of the great accomplishment of President Trump, I think has weakened our southern border to the extent that the American people are going to really regret this long term. It's going to, it's not an immigration system that serves our national interests. It's an immigration system that serves anyone that wants to jump to the front of the line and try to get here illegally. And it's a shame. It's going to put tremendous pressure on our resources that right now, during this period of time are depleted.
And no charges are expected in the rollover accident that severely injured golfer Tiger Woods. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said Wednesday that there was no evidence of any impairment and that the rollover crash was purely an accident. Woods underwent surgery Tuesday to repair multiple fractures in his right leg and ankle. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.